Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies shorty, a mini-sode, if you will, coming to you from a rental car. What is this car we're in?
This is a Nissan Versa, Doug.
Okay, I don't think that's really a name of a car, but
Why would I make that up? Why would I?
Well, I'm not saying you made it up. I'm just saying that I'm not gonna
participate.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a willing party to. I disagree with the Nissan Versa. And we're driving from Indianapolis to Bloomington, Indiana on Monday, September 26th, to Ocean's 11. The number one movie in the country, I just found out, because they slipped a USA Today under the door at the Homewood Suites. Pretty nice, right?
I like the Homewood Suites. I'm a new fan of Homewood Suites. We usually stay at Hampton Inns, which I enjoy. But this Homewood was nice. Got a whole kitchen in there. It's good business.
All right. I'm not crazy about the "we usually stay at" thing. People hearing that, I might have to bleep that.
All right, bleep it out. We usually stay at a beep, 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 beep.
We usually stay at our R2-D2
yes,
hotel.
We do. We
beep,
stay
boop,
at the,
boop, boop,
the R2-D2 Inn and Suites Town Center.
So according to USA Today, I think they're usually pretty accurate on these things. The number one movie in the country is Lion King 3D.
Cool.
And I say, cool, you say?
Yeah.
I say, fuck you, Lion King 3D.
Wow. Because somebody hates lions.
Yeah, that's the problem. No, I'm sure Lion King's a good movie, but the idea of bringing back old movies and because they added 3D.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And a cartoon? Like, how much can a cartoon come at you? Like, there's no ping pong paddle scenes in...
No, like House of Wax.
In Lion King.
But, I mean, I think, I just like Lion King. I'm not a big proponent of 3D, but I think animation 3D is more... I get that more than when they just slap it onto any regular live-action movie.
Oh, hang on. I forgot to say something. My guest today is driving the car. Please welcome Graham Elwood. What were you saying?
Hello. I was saying...
This part was supposed to be all just me just talking in my mind, and then I was going to bring you into it, but here we are. So go on.
I don't have a problem with an animated movie, because as you and I have talked about in this and in my podcast, that like we both loved How to Train Your Dragon more so than even Avatar in terms of the animation. So I don't have a problem with this, and it says something... You know, just about Disney, their strategy and everything. They're doing this Disney Vault thing, and
they're smart. They're super smart. It's a smart thing to do, but like, you know, I just think making that much money.
Right.
It's been the number one movie 2 weeks in a row, making that much money off of just saying we added 3D, because it's not gonna, the 3D is not gonna be that spectacular.
No.
It's just a good movie being repurposed on a huge scale. But there's so many amazing movies that, like, you know, they're lucky to, you know, make $50 at a art house revival theater, you know, in some town somewhere, you know. So it's like,
well, yeah, I mean, that's obviously, you know, if I was going to tell anybody, if they only had money to go see one movie, I'd say go try to support an independent film that's really good and well made, and they're struggling to make a profit over the big Disney marketing machine.
All right, well, that sort of plays into my new segment that I'm going to do on this show tonight. We're going to Bloomington. Did I mention this already? To do a podcast, to actually tape a show for of Doug Loves Movies at the Comedy Attic.
Bam.
Yeah, is the name of the club, and I don't know how soon I'm gonna be able to get Matt to put this on the internet, but you know, even if you hear this in time, it's completely sold out. It's you know, I'm not really bragging. It's only, the place only seats 72 people. That's about double that, or 170 maybe. Yeah,
somewhere there.
170. But it's a nice room. It's a really, I always have fun when I play there. And one of the last times I was there, this guy brought me a copy of the movie Clue because I had said on the podcast that I didn't like it. And he asked me to give it another chance and be honest. And I gave it another chance. And it's still terrible.
Right.
It's a terrible movie. But, you know, I can see why somebody would be charmed by it. It's good actors and it's based on a popular board game. So, anyway, that was really cool that that happened, and so I just sort of pledged to the audience when I was there, I'm going to come back and tape a podcast there someday. And I will say, after last night at the Crackers in Indianapolis, BRIP, the Broad Ripple section of Indianapolis, I will be happy to go back there at some point and record a podcast.
Oh, that show last night was great, and that's my first time performing in Indianapolis in probably over 10 years, and it was... They were an awesome crowd. Love to come back there, and it'd be a great place to record a show.
You could see Graham and I play the Leonard Maltin game. You could actually, you know, play against him one-on-one, heads up, at the Louisville, Kentucky Improv on Saturday, October 1st at 4:20. Lexington, Kentucky's Comedy Off Broadway, Sunday, October 2nd. I think that shows at like 7:30 or something, so not too late of a night out on Sunday. And University of South Dakota, I forget the name, I think it's like, I want to say Slagle Hall or something like that. And it's $5 for non-students to get in, so you could totally bum rush the students' show, because it's for the students, this show. I'll be doing lots of students' jokes. But anyway, it's Monday, October 3rd. And since there's just the two of us here in the car, the only game we can really play from the show in today's episode is Build a Title.
Yes.
So Leonard Maltin fans can just go ahead and turn this shit off right now.
Well, I guess I could just, you could just try to stump me on Leonard Maltin, kind of, right?
I guess so, but you know, also, I don't want to waste a lot of, you know, there's only so many movies. People have been starting to get at me about, you know, you've done this movie four or five times, you know, like, how many times are you going to do Terms of Endearment? And I'm like, well, you know, it's in the Deborah Winger category, the Shirley MacLaine category, the Jack Nicholson category. You know, I don't keep track. Some guy on specialthing.com was asking about why isn't there like a database of all the movies that have been played and how many guesses, how many names it took and all that stuff. And I was like, you know,
go for it.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and make that. You go ahead and make that guy on specialthing.com whose name I can't remember. And then we're good to go. So I thought we'd play Build a Title, with try a few titles if the first one doesn't work out so good. Movies set in Indiana, since hey, that's where we're driving right now. What freeway are we on right now, Graham?
Doug, we're on the 465 East. That's now become the 465 South. And we're going to head on the 37 South. That's going to take us right into Bloomington.
All right, less on that story as it develops. the first movie we're going to do is A Christmas Story. You can drop the A, of course, from the title, and you just have to come up with a movie that ends in the word Christmas, or, yeah, Christmas, or begins with the word story.
Okay. So me now?
Or the sound re. Yeah, you starting.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
And again, we could drop, that was A Nightmare, right?
A Nightmare
Before Christmas Story. All right, and then I'll go, A Story of Us.
The Bruce Willis,
Michelle Pfeiffer debacle.
Yeah, marriage movie. They had that one funny
divorce
scene
movie.
Divorce movie, where they had that one funny scene in it, where they're like, oh, remember when we had to go to that, that marriage counselor that had a birth defect that looked like a birthmark that looked like the state of California, and the marriage counselor goes, just give me whatever pops in your mind, and then they both at the same time were like, Governor Gray Davis, Sacramento. That's my one funny scene from the movie.
I bet you talking about it is funnier than it happening.
Yes,
but I'm glad you had put a little nice bow on that, because I worry sometimes, you know, like, what if Rob Reiner listens to this? You know, you might be insulted, but then you found the good part of that.
I find the good
part.
I think
big fat turd of a movie.
There's always at least one funny something or good something out of every movie. You know what I mean?
I like to, people say, you know, you just seem to hate movies. You hate on all the movies. I'm like, no, you. I roast the movies, and as Jeff Ross says, you roast the ones you love. So
you love shitty movies.
Yeah, I do. I love movies. All right, so you have to get, you have to have one that ends in night or begins with us.
Ends in night or us. Begins in us. Bright Nightmare Before Christmas Story of Us.
Yeah, I think we're screwed on the us part.
Yeah,
I think I threw a blocker down on that. Fright Nightmare Before Christmas Story of Us. And now I gotta think of a movie that the title ends in fright. I don't think there is such a thing. Yeah, I think we might come to a complete conclusion here. People listening, of course, you're probably yelling something right now at whatever device you're listening. Listening
in. Why
don't
they hear me?
It's right there.
God damn it.
So easy.
Why isn't there a database?
Last night, a guy named John Cessna came up on stage with part of a wing of a plane, probably a Cessna.
No, it was a Cessna because he took the part of the wing that says...
It says Cessna on it,
and then
yeah.
Wrote John above it in his own sticker or whatever.
Yeah, and then he came up on stage and he got Can't Hardly Wait in Zero Names.
I was... that when someone comes on stage and they're obviously that good at the game, I will gladly bow to their prowess, but it ain't often.
Yeah, usually you beat, you know, a few people in a row, and we stay kind of late, and it's it's a lot of fun. How are we doing on time here? Let's see.
Great on time, dude.
Oh, wow. It's only been... I wonder if the listener feels like it's been only 11 minutes. Because for me, it feels like it's been longer than that.
We'll see what the reaction is. Maybe people are going to really like these rental car versions, or maybe they're going to hate them. I don't know. We'll see what the internet says.
Oh, I don't like leaving it up to the internet. They're mean. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like, if people don't want to listen to it, there's no reason to
Let me say this, though. If you like it, speak your mind, because more often than not, when people like something, they aren't as quick to speak up online as the person that gets angry. The person that gets angry is usually someone who gets angry about everything, and they always got to be online going, this is bullshit, I hate it. So if you like this, say, hey, I liked it more.
Yeah, if you liked it, say something. If you don't like it, shut up about it. Just be quiet and, like, you know, just let us do our thing.
This show's free.
It is free, but it's also not hard work.
It's not hard work.
You know what I mean? I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No, but I mean for them. They're not paying. Why get all mad about something that's free? Just don't listen.
Yeah, exactly. But also, you know, we've got enough listeners that we don't even need to care about the ones that don't like it, you know? Somebody's listening to this right now. I just got another tweet from a guy, like, yesterday or today, saying, because months ago we did an episode where the shitheads were Rene Russo and Joe Beth Williams, and it was a really long-ass show. It was an in-studio one with Sam Levine and I forget who else, and, it was a real long one, and I said, well, if you're still listening and you know who the shitheads are, tweet them at me. And for weeks, I got tweets from people saying the shitheads were Joe Beth Williams and Rene Russo. Then finally, yesterday, I got another one from a guy saying, I'm a little behind on the podcast, but the shitheads were Rene Russo and Joe Beth Williams.
Awesome.
And I worry, though, that, like, there might be... either one of them may have a presence on Twitter and look up their own name on Twitter and see that people are constantly calling them shitheads.
Well, maybe they should stop being shitheads.
Yeah, if Joe Beth Williams and Jay Rene Russo were...
Well, I would hope that if either of those women, who I think are fine actresses, I hope they would investigate and listen and realize that it's hilarious. I mean, like, they seem like the most two harmless actresses.
I've seen all four of their tits.
Are you sure it wasn't fine?
I could tell you exactly where, too.
Where their tits are?
Joe Beth Williams in Kramer vs. Kramer. I'm like Mr. Skin, but not as accurate. And
less creepy.
And Rene Russo sunbathing on a beach in Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, yeah. I like Joe Beth Williams. I loved her in Poltergeist.
If you're a famous lady and you show your boobs in something, Doug Benson's going to remember it.
Hashtag creep.
Okay, here's another movie that was set in Indiana, a little feature film about baseball called 8 Men Out.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you go first. Since I picked the titles, I kind of have a weird sort of advantage.
So 8 Men Out.
Yeah. So something 8 and out something.
8 Men Outbreak.
Oh, I like it.
Baseball and...
8 Men Outbreak. Oh, I was going to say Breakfast at Tiffany's, but that's a cheat. I don't like that. That's not fair. It's got to sound right. It's got to sound like the word break. Oh, 8 Men Out Breakup. Oh. As in the breakup. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
8 Men Out Break. Oh no, here it is. Jennifer 8 Men Out Breakup.
Yeah, I didn't do the Jennifer 8 because I picked that title so I could telegraph that one. Is that the right word? Alright, Jennifer 8 Men Out Breakup. Oh, this is a bitch. I'm going old school on this one. Jennifer 8 Men Out Breakup the down staircase.
Whoa! Who's in that movie?
What's her goddamn name? Sandy Dennis.
Oh my god, that's
plays like a teacher at a rough school.
Like 1971, that movie came out.
Yeah. It's the title is the metaphor for teaching children that don't want to learn. It's like walking up the down staircase. God damn, right. That's heavy. We just got heavy in the car. Carcast just got heavy.
Bam. Carcast. Oh, new fucking slogan. I love it. Carcast.
I think that might be the name of an Adam Carolla show, though. I think you might already have Carcast.
Doug loves movies. Carcast.
Doug loves Carcasts.
Doug loves Carcasts. All right, so Jennifer...
Jennifer Aben Outbreak up down the staircase.
Down the staircase.
Up the down staircase. Because what else starts with up? I was in a corner there. That was a good pull. Nice work, Doug.
I knew a bunch of them.
Oh, and by the way, one of us is high and the driver is not.
Tweet if you know which one is which.
There's a million movies. I can't think of any right now, but there's got to be a million movies that start with the word case. Case of malaria.
Oh yeah. I was going to go Curious Case, but that's the second word.
Yeah, you screwed up on that one.
Case. Damn it. Case. Jennifer. Shit.
It's like...
Case.
Maybe there aren't any that start with case. Maybe it's always like Sherlock Holmes in the case of
whatever.
Yeah, the
case is always... it is always the case of the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but there's got to be a movie called Case of something.
There's got to be a movie called Case Closed.
There's got
to
be a...
There has to be a movie called Case Closed that came out in the 80s. It was a crime thing. It had to have been. Case Closed. Can we Google that? There's got to be a movie called Case.
Maybe I can Google it. I don't know if I can Google it without breaking the recording. Yeah.
Case
weird.
Closed.
Let's see what happens. Let's see if it... Oh, it's still recording. It's still recording. I can do it. What am I looking up?
Is there a movie called Case Closed?
I don't think there is.
There has to be.
All right. Who are we going to... I got to... IMDb or Leonard Maltin? I'm going to go IMDb. Okay.
IMDb. Case
Because then I can just type it into the thing.
Starring... Bill Bixby?
It's definitely the episode of a TV series or two.
Well, of course. That's
what
San Francisco has.
It was definitely called Case Closed.
Case Closed. Act One.
A Quinn Martin production.
Oh, Quinn Martin. I love Cops.
Oh, dude!
Am I right?
No, but... But just taping in Case gave me an answer, though. We could continue by... Through the cheating of using the internet.
Oh.
Case Closed was a TV series from 1993. And, but there might be a movie from 1988, starring Mark Alamo, Byron Allen, and some other people.
In the 80s.
There's a bunch of things called Case Closed, actually. A couple of short films. Looks like two features, maybe. One in 2007.
See?
But, to play the game, Case 39.
What's that?
That was that movie that sat on the shelf forever with Renee Zellweger and the dude she dated for a while. And that was like, the movie sat on the shelf long enough for their whole relationship to end before it ever even came out. Maybe
the country music singer?
No. Actor, Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah. She dated Bradley Cooper for a while, and then they broke up, and then Case 39 came out.
Wow.
I think that's how it worked. Anyway, can you think of a movie that starts with 9? I can't think of anything that ends with Jen or Jennifer.
So Case Closed doesn't... I don't get that. That doesn't stick.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, okay. So then we're probably dead, then, if we go with Case Closed.
I mean, I guess you could do 9. Well, 9's a tough one, too.
Yeah, but there's something. There's definitely 9... 19-something... 1941,
yeah,
that would work. Anyway, Closed is good. I don't think Closed is a word that starts any title. Closed. Closed quarters. It'd be close quarters. Anyway, that was a fun one. Jennifer Aitman outbreak up the down staircase. Closed from 1988 or 2007. Take your pick. Quick plugs, comedyfilmnerds.com is where you can go to get Graham Elwood's podcast and all Graham Elwood related merchandise, including Palm Strike shirts and signed copies of my CD, DVD, Potty Mouth.
And all of them. Humoradian, Hypocritical Oaf, all your CDs.
It's like a memory test for you to name all my CDs. And then DouglasMovies.com for all my tour dates. And as always, A Christmas Story is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today. And I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Mark Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out. The Mental Illness Happy Hour.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host Matt Belknap and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies. You get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we had on.
Oh, my God, Jimmy. We've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman. Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm. And members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.